coming of age. We head to Fred's beds for a futon, our first joint purchase. She's left the attic of Joan's reducing studio to live with me in my room atop Jewel's hand massage. I've always been nuts, she said, for a guy who plays harmonica. With luck, in moth light, we'll make love on it for the length of the 3-year warranty before we graduate to mattress, box springs, sleeping with somebody else. Safari Rift Valley. Minutes ago, those quick cleft hoofs lifted the Dick Dick's speckled frame. Now the cheetah dips her delicate head to the still pulsating guts. Our rover's so close we need no zoom to fix the green shot of her eyes, the matted red mess of her face. You come here, recall a father hale in his ordinary life, not his last bed, not the long tasteless slide of tapioca. This is the great rift where it all began. Here where the warthogs and hartebeest feed in the scrub, giraffes splay to drink, and our rank diesel exhaust darkens the air for only a few moments before vanishing. Ripe. Somewhere my father must be eating the mushy parts of a peach as a favor for a child, the way he once did for me. May it be sunny there and a lay of light illumine his brow. The years it's taken to learn sweetness resides in the bruises. Squid's sex life revealed in USA Today. Deep sea mystery solved. They say, mi amigo, genus Architeuthis, giant male squid, you measure 45 feet long and would make calamari rings bigger than a tractor tire. Sauteed in olive oil, spread over a steaming bed of rice, you'd sate a hungry battalion. Lie low, mon ami, down there in your inky cavern, half a mile below the sizzling woks. They say you use an extremely muscular penis, 3 feet long and functioning like a rivet or nail gun, that your encounters are infrequent and chance. When passing a female like two ships in the night, apologies, my friend, for the unbounded human appetite for seafood and cliché. They say you quickly maneuver to hammer into one of her arms and inject under hydraulic pressure your 6-inch line of sperm undulating in the pitch. At last they've captured the bare details, but what do the scientists know of squid time, of how fast you're waiting for her passes in the safe cold depths, and how love's tentacles hold? If they don't have Ritalin in heaven. If they don't have Ritalin in heaven, I guess I'll be up there with all of them, Allah, Krishna, Yahweh, God, speeding along, shooting the shit with the hymns, asking him and him, do they too love the names of these rivers the way I do, Irrawaddy, Orinoco, Limpopo, Snake, the banyans and cottonwoods and teaks that overhang their banks, salmon and pike that teem beneath. And isn't it great how piano in Papuan pigeon is big black box with teeth, you hit him, he cry. And even though the mosquito transmits malaria and dengue, and thus has vexed untold millions unto this day, and the spirochete causes yaws, aren't both elegant beings, the angel-winged tuning fork vibrato of the former, the latter so sinuous and svelte and beguiling under the scope. And speaking of speeding, what about that Audi Quattro, how it accelerates 0 to 60 in 5.3 seconds, though you're definitely playing dice with your life when you tool out onto the beltway into the morning rush, flitting between those minivans and cement mixers, 18-wheelers and SUVs. And if you stop to think about it, what's the hurry anyway? The Times reports 97% of American workers say they'd quit their jobs in a trice if they hit the lottery. Me, I always play numbers 3, 17, and 1789 in honor of St. Patrick and of Voltaire, Rousseau, and the other lights of the French Revolution, those philosophes sans whose rights of man we'd be spinning purposelessly atop the fragile tectonic plates, atop the hissing molten core. I guess it'll take a week or two for me to get back to the hymns, nary a molecule of Ritalin lacing the cocktail that is my blood. But when I finally arrive, maybe I won't shoot the shit after all, not babble about the baobabs, the Monongahela. Maybe I'll just sit there and regard the dread shape, the fearsome visage, cross between an Ayatollah and a Mather, I imagine, proving the imagination is influenced unduly by the news media and by high school. And for the good of all, I'll stare into his remorseless eye and inquire if indeed the existentialists had gotten it right. He'd created this world, then given it up, cast his lot elsewhere, out there past the moons of Pluto, sick as he was of our whining and scribbling and warring. Though admit it, didn't he sometimes miss the water hyacinth floating swiftly along the Mekong after the rains, the ineffable downward curve of the weeping willows, the intoxicating scent of jasmine at dusk, Mozart's clarinet concerto in A major, and the dinosaurs?